Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh my goodness, tell everybody that we're on air right now. Tell your coworkers, next to the cubicle. Tell everybody, tell your neighbor, knock on their door. I don't care. Take us with you. We are on Alexa, Gina's radio, Dr. Gina's radio chat, Gina's radio chat, Google Play. We are there. You can go on BBS Radio, download the app. Take us with you. Drive us with you to your doctor's appointment, your next client appointment, whatever you got going on. Maybe you're on air. Maybe you're on television. Maybe you're going to your job late. Maybe you are going to a meeting. Get us on your radio. Tell everybody we're only one of the number one talk radio shows in the whole world. We have over a million listeners. Thank you to bbsradio.com and all the hard work that they do. I just love them. bbsradio.com. Check them out. Also, we're on over 100 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. So we are everywhere. All right. I'm glad to be here with you today, aren't you? I'm so glad today is Wednesday. This is hump day. Everybody knows I'm always excited about Dr. Gina's radio chat day because this is one of the best days of the week for me. Why? Because I get to hang out with you guys and we just laugh and we grow and we get all the information that we need. Today is going to be a great show. I'm excited about it because we have Pastor Avatar Gray that's going to be on today. We also have Portia Hoover. She is going to tell us about how to get into this business thing. You guys, if you got a business idea, starting a business, she's the lady. You got to hear her voice here. What is up in her belly, all that wisdom and stuff. She's going to help us out with that. We also got Fitness Five with Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be joining us. And you know, my girl, Gina G with the Trinity is going to be joining us. So this is an exciting day. We're going to go right into it with the weather. Let's go and check this out. Okay. So today's weather, well, let me just tell you, it's cold in DC. Okay. How about that? We start off with that it's officially winter time. I woke up to 27 degrees this morning. You know, I got my clients, you guys, and I'm out here working and I get up real early. And so when I got up and out of the bed, when it was still dark, it was 27 degrees. So right now it is 33 degrees, but our high today in DC is going to be 38. Let's see. And Richmond, it's 32 degrees, same degrees weather, 32, same thing, 20 degrees in Detroit, Michigan. Oh my God, help you, help you. 24 is going to be your high. Oh God, I'm from Detroit, so that's why. I'm saddened on the inside for every person that has to wake up and get out of their warm bed and get out of that cold. But you know what? When you living in it, you know what it's like. I know that my body temperature has changed and adjusted through the climate to the climates through the years in the South, living in the South. And so for me going back to Detroit, I mean, 20 degrees to me just simply feels like below 50. Okay. I'm just saying, I feel naked even when I got on a sweater and a coat and a hat. It is so cold. Anyway, love you anyway, Detroit. Jacksonville, Florida, you got a little coolness going on right now. You're 48 degrees. Your high is going to be 57. And you got rain tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Dallas, you are at 36 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 50 degrees. You're waking up to 34. And that's really something to me. That's the Southern. It's shocking to me, 34 degrees. Anyway, London, you are 46 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 39 degrees, but you got showers all night into the morning. So just be prepared for that. Los Angeles, you are 57 degrees, but guess what? You're going all the way up to 73 degrees. Just such beautiful weather. I mean, just all the time. Okay, Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, iHeartRadio. Fats, I miss you guys. 39 degrees right now. You're sunny. Your high is going to be 47 degrees. And let's see, Charlotte, you're 34 degrees. Same thing. Your high is going to be 43. Sunny today. Australia, you are 59 degrees. And you're going to wake up to 56 degrees, but your high tomorrow is going to be 87. All sunshine all week. Kenya, you are 90 degrees right now. Got thunderstorms coming, approaching you all this week. Expect that. You're going to wake up to 72 degrees. Hawaii, you're 54 degrees and your high is going to be 70. You got showers coming to you this afternoon, so be prepared for that. Australia, you are 51, your high, and you're waking up to 47, partly cloudy tomorrow. Puerto Rico, you are at 79 degrees and that's your high. You got thunderstorms coming, just 30%, not much, and you're going to be waking up to 68 degrees. Okay, if I did not mention your neck of the woods, if I didn't mention your city, continent, your state, or any part that you are at or your country, know that God is still in control. No matter what's going on around you, in you, about you, God is still in control. He has the final say and he loves you. And guess what? We do too here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, we're going to take a brief break with our sponsor and then we'll be back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Okay, so my ministerial moment is mixed with an experience that I had over the weekend in Greenville, South Carolina. It was an amazing time at the Breathe conference that my friend Giovanna Gathers, she actually had produced and sponsored it and presented that. And it's just the way the experience of this conference. It was the Breathe conference, but it was focused on sisterhood, sisters. And I just love that because it's so many women out here that are, I'm talking about boss chicks. I mean, they're doing it. They're getting it. They got ideas. They're going for it. They're just going out there and doing all kind of different things, creating different businesses and using their creativity and their craft to earn income and to leave legacies for their children and literally breaking generational curses. It was quite an event to be a part of, quite an awesome experience to be a part of, be in the midst of. It was incredible. I really have to say I was very, very glad to be a part of it, but also just to be able to contribute something. It was just phenomenal. I really can't even tell you how it changed my life. A lot of times, you know, we as boss women is what they say, but women just, you know, that are courageous enough to walk out on faith. And if you're single parenting or even if you're married and you got an idea and you're breaking, you know, everything that you thought at the beginning your life would be like. Maybe you had a 9-to-5. Maybe you thought you would be doing something with your husband or maybe whatever you thought. But then all of a sudden you just got this light bulb that you had a purpose outside of all of what you actually thought or assumed. You know, maybe you went to college for a different, you studied something different than what you ended up doing, practicing. I don't know. But whatever it is, you know, it's so many women that's bold enough to go out there. But yet they're hurting and so many people are struggling inwardly and got inward turmoil and insecurities and fears and things like that. But you got to put that face on and you got to, you know, represent and, you know, and then when you talk to somebody, you don't really have the person that understands what you're going through. You know, you hear things like, You know, you could get over that, or, you know, affirm. You just got to speak it to, you know, fake it till you make it, or speak it into existence and things like that. But and all of that sounds great. And some of that might work for some people, vision boards and things like that. But we're talking about inner turmoil that could be generational, things that could have been from traumatic situations that have scarred a person in their soul, you know, to where they see things a certain way. Or maybe, you know, there was a major disappointment in their life that just had them stuck in this place. No matter how many steps they take away from it, that mind and that soul, it just continued to maybe cripple people. And maybe it's like a bag of bricks, you know, for some people. So I just wanted to just say that I was so glad that it was a place for people to release that they felt safe in, and that they were able to, you know, hear other people's stories and be able to say, oh my God, I mean, I'm not out here alone. And it was just so beautiful to me to be able to witness that and to experience that. And I'm just so glad that God created us. I'm so glad that we're a part of, you know, his kingdom. I'm so glad that, you know, that he loves us so much that he will fill voids and remove scars and deliver his daughters and remove those wounds and things like that, because that's what happened at this conference. I know we talked about it all month, but I just have to say that we have got to be more transparent. We have got to allow God to line us up with those people that, you know, that can lift our arms up like Aaron, you know, and still be able to be bosses in their own right. I look at Aaron, even though he fell short, but yet, you know, when Moses, you know, went up to the mountain, Aaron was in charge. And I'm just want to focus on that, because we all fall short. Moses fell short and he was the head honcho. They both fell short because they were human, but both of them were leaders. You know, Aaron saw the need for Moses' arms to be lifted up. He lifted up his arms. You know, when Moses was away, Aaron took charge. I just feel like we have got to start looking at life in such a way that, you know, we're not by ourselves, and that God is doing all kind of wonderful things in our life. But we are going to have, he never promised that we wouldn't have struggles or tribulations and things like that. But if somebody is wounded, we need to be able to have wisdom to allow them to go through the process. No, it's not a pity party. It's not about feeling sorry about anybody. It's like recognizing that this person needs whatever breath we have from God to breathe into them, to lift their arms up, to encourage them, to speak life into them, you know, instead of beating them up when they're down. And I think that's where a lot of women have been walking this earth broken and ashamed, because there's so many competitors and so many opposers and so many naysayers and so many soothsayers that are speaking against, you know, against them when they're already going through something. So I just believe that God is going to raise up an army of women. And I love you, men. You know, I don't have one, but you know what? I know he's coming. I just had to throw that out there. But anyway, I just know that I love our women and our sisterhood. And I love this. And I love this experience. And it gave me hope. And I'm going to stay right here. And I'm going to elevate from this place. And I pray that everyone that was at this event will do the same. Just stay right here and just let God continue to grow you here. And it just inspired me to never, all the times I wanted to quit, all the times I wanted to give up. And I'm talking about many, all the times I wanted to throw in the towel, all the times that I wanted to just die. Because I just didn't know did anybody hear me? I know what you're getting from me, but what about me? I'm hurting. I'm going through. I don't understand. God, is there more for me? Any of those thoughts, any of those feelings, any of those times of disappointment. I thought this relationship was going to work and it didn't. I thought that this family unit was going to come together and it didn't. Disappointments, things like that, that will set you back to that little girl that was wounded, that was traumatized. Those moments, I feel like we should be able to be transparent amongst each other. And I'm not saying everybody's ready, but I'm telling you, pray and ask God to show you who, not who you think it should be, not who you want it to be, not a clique, not a group, but something that you need. I mean, you know, Aaron was somebody somebody that God sent that Moses needed. And it wasn't about a best friend. It wasn't about my neighbor, my comfort zone, my coworker. I trust them because they look like me. No, let God send you somebody that's going to speak life into you, speak you out of that hole, out of that pit, pull you out of the clenches of the adversary. And no, and ladies, don't be a weight either. Don't be stuck in that position. Be determined to come out. Then it will be a pity party, and then somebody may just go on and walk on away. But if you are determined to get out of something because you don't want to be there, you just don't know how, ask God to send you those people that will speak the life into you, speak you right back to life, okay? But this event, the Breathe Conference this year in 2019 was awesome. I was so glad to be a part of it. I met so many amazing women. I love them all, like right now. I don't have to get to know them or get to love them. It was something about that this whole month actually of interviewing these ladies and being in their midst and seeing their faces and their beauty and their creativity. I just simply fell in love with each and every one of them. And I called them my sisters. I called them family. And I'm here for each and every one of them. And I just, you know, shout out to, again, Giovanna Burgess Gethers for having this event. And that's my sister. And I love her. And I just, you know, just pray for restoration for her and everyone that spoke at this event and everybody who was on the panelists and every one woman that was there that literally had demons coming out from their very soul. I mean, just the breakthroughs that were happening and the deliverances that was happening, man, God just restore them to greatness and just keep on pouring into them in Jesus' mighty name. All right. This was good. I'm sorry. This was just such a good event. I almost got teary eyed, but y'all know how I am. Anyway, we're going to keep on going on with the show. We got Portia Hover with us, and she's going to be joining us. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, family, this is Javon Inman, and you are now listening to Dr. Radio's Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey, family, this is your man, Javon Inman, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, we are ready. Hey, Portia, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Gina, how are you? I'm great.
Oh, girl. Okay. Am I saying the name, your last name, Hoover, Hover? Say
it's
it.
It's Hoover.
Hoover. Hoover. Okay. I said it right. Okay. All right. Hoover. All right. Portia Hoover is joining us. She is the businesswoman extraordinaire. She knows how to get you going. Portia, tell us, how did you get, you know, first know that you had a niche for this?
Well, I grew up poor, for one thing. My mom got sick when I was 8 years old, so that forced us to, you know, struggle. So at 8 years old, I went door-to-door selling fishing worms, like the little plastic fishing worms that goes on, that you fish with. So I've always, well, being that I was in a struggle, it forced me, I guess, to just be good at sales or finding a way to make money because we didn't have any. So that was one of them, but I ran away from my gift for a long time because of the trials that I went through and the reason why I had to give. So I ran away from it for a long time. However, you know, working in corporate America, having kids and working and living from check to check, it didn't work. So I was forced to use my gift to be able to provide for my kids because I didn't want them to go through what I went through. So I've been in sales, you know, I want to say I really just started doing sales probably about 27. At 27 years old is when I was like, you know what, I'm done. I've had enough. So from there, I started, you know, I worked for companies, of course. But, you know, working for other in corporate America, they don't care about your kids. If your kids get sick and all of this, they just want you to come in there, work, make them the money. You know, my daughter got sick and they refused for me to be off work, you know, to tend to her. So I was like, you know, y'all got me messed up. I'm going to show you the type of God I serve. I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to do exactly what you do. I'm about to do it. So I opened up my own company doing the same thing as an entrepreneur. I did that for about 5 years, but being in there, I just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not happy. Something's missing. I didn't know what was wrong because I wasn't happy because I was making good money, but that just wasn't enough, you know. So during my prayer time and things like that, I will always write my prayers down, just like, God, forgive me. I don't want to seem like I'm, you know, being ungrateful because I pray for this every morning going down the highway saying I'm going to have my own business, you know. So I just didn't know what was missing. So I was like, I needed to help people. So he put me in a position to be able to work online to help other people online make money. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this because I'm so used to doing things, you know, door to door and face or on the phone. And I just could not believe that that type of money was able to be obtained online. And it didn't matter who you were, where you came from, background, it didn't matter. So from there, I just been on fire ever since, just trying to help as many people as possible, you know. So I recently started, I've been in drop shipping for probably about 2 years now, but I didn't decide to open it up to the public for like a year in. So I decided to do that. And when I tell you that the amount of people, I've been in online marketing 3 years, so I've been a part of MLMs and things like that. So I've never seen this amount of success in one group of people ever in my life. It's just the amount of people that came into my group, into my training, they had no experience. Some of them used their last dime to get started, you know, for training and things like that. But the fact that they're waking up to $1,000, the fact that they're buying homes cash, like it's just freaking, I've never seen it. Wow. Never seen anything like that before in my life. And it's just so exciting to see that the mindsets of the women, you know, have changed and people are changing and now they're understanding, oh my gosh, I do have a gift. I started here, but now I know I can do more because I allowed myself to do something that I was maybe uncomfortable with, you know. So the fact that their mind has changed and now they're understanding, you know what, I can be an entrepreneur. I can have my own brand. I can have something that I can leave for my kids. You know, the whole mindset of people that has just changed, and I'm just, and it's a lot of women, okay? I have about 3,000 women in my, I say, boss queens and a few kings, you know. Like you said, I love my women. I help men too. But it's just a lot of women in my group, and just to be able to see women come together and help each other, you know, no pettiness, no drama. You know, we're just here earning, shopping, earn, let's get this money. You know, what can we do to help? So it's just an amazing thing to just be a part of and see.
Well, I love it. I love it because you know what? This is really what's needed out here. We need that. A lot of people don't know where to start, don't know how to get started. They don't even think that it's possible to be able to actually earn a living off of, you know, a vision or a dream. And so I think it's so great that you got so many different success stories. And I would like to have you come on a little more to maybe, you know, give some like tips, maybe the first of the year, because I really want people to really get into this mindset of leaving legacies for their children and their children's children. And I just believe that it's possible. I know it's hard, but if you have someone that understands the language, such as yourself, you've been there, you've done that, you pulled yourself out, and you've been able to help so many other people with practical tools, I think it's so necessary. So I'm going to invite you on air. You think about it, get back with me. Maybe your manager, Jessica, my sister, can get back with me and let me know if you wanted to do maybe a segment once a month, starting like a 5-minute segment, just give some little tips at the beginning of the year in 2020. I think it would be great because I got somebody else that's going to be talking about credit. And then we have someone that's telling us what to do with the finances when we do have
that
money.
That is so amazing because I've been talking about that because usually when we get, you know, get our credit, what we're taught is go get a credit card, go buy some this, go buy this. No, you build your credit and you use that to build generational wealth. You build wealth. Girl, okay, that's exciting. I love that.
Okay, well, we're going to make that happen. And Jessica, if you're listening, my sister, my beautiful sister, we're going to make this happen. And I'm going to send a schedule. And it's on air because I want this year, 2020, we need all the resources and help we can get. And I think it's possible. I don't think that it's just for the millennials. I don't think it's just for, you know, the white or just for the this one or whatever race. People just put it on everything else. Listen, it is for you. If you got an idea, and I know you're talking about if somebody sold pies for a living, you know, or made cookies or made lasagna or even sold, made outfits or, you know, had, you know, beauty salon or whatever. I mean, this seems like it could be applicable to anybody with an idea, a dream or a vision. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, turn your creativities into coins. It's one thing I was talking about on my live yesterday. I said they have AI and they have artificial intelligence, but one thing a robot cannot do, they cannot be creative. God created men, and he created us to create. So AI cannot take over, will not take my job. You're not going to take mine. So they cannot take what God has created you to do. You know, he's created you to be creative. He's created you to be personable and have relationships with people. You know, genuine relationships with people and genuinely want to help people, you know. So the fact that people are able to come and say, oh my gosh, I can grow hair. I do know how to do this. The fact that people can go on YouTube and use with their gift to start making money and helping other people because they're sharing their gifts or they're sharing their story. You know, it's amazing. I love to help people just stir up the gift that they have to be able to provide for their family and do what they love. You know, Every man will love to do what they love, you know?
Awesome, 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 awesome. Well, I'm just excited. So, we're going to make that happen. Tell everybody where they can find. Well, first of all, we got to get Gina G online. Gina G, comedian Gina G, my sister. Did you hear all of this wonderful greatness here?
I'm talking about it's all over. You understand me? I'm just soaking it all up.
Well, I'm glad that she's going to be part of the team. Did you have a question for her?
No, I didn't. You know, she answered my question. I was really just trying to see how difficult it was for you to overcome, like, all of your, you got a lot of obstacles, honey. I don't know how you got up and did anything on your own.
Girl.
It wasn't nothing but God.
It wasn't nothing but God. And I was telling my husband yesterday, girl, y'all about to make me cry. I can't.
Don't cry.
Anytime I think of my past, it's hurtful for me. However, I thank God that he allowed me to go through what I went through, because if I didn't go through it, I wouldn't have empathy for people. I wouldn't understand the struggle. I fight so hard because I don't want the children, no child should have to go through what I went through. So I fight so hard for the parents. I fight so hard to get to the parents, for the kids. I'm really trying to get to the kids. I'm trying to get to the babies.
Yeah.
So I fight so hard for the adults. You know what I'm saying? So God is just so good. I'm like, oh, don't get me. Look.
Come on now.
Let him use you, please. Please.
Yeah, yeah. But see, it's that passion of you coming through, you know, coming out of all of that. You like, you don't want nobody else to be going through that stuff.
Right.
You know, and if they are, you know, you're anointed because you broke it off from you.
Right.
You done broke that thing. And so now God, a lot of people don't understand that when you actually allow you to go through stuff and you make it over as a overcomer and a victor, you receive the authority, the keys to set the captives free, girl. So he done gave you the anointing because you done came through that thing. And so a lot of people don't want to go through nothing. Listen, if you don't go through nothing, where's that anointing at? How can you tell somebody something? How can you speak to that devil and cast them out on the behalf of somebody else if you ain't even won the battle for yourself?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That is
so
it.
Praise
that is
God it. For you sticking it through blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Praise God that it wasn't easy for you when you first, you know, made your decision. Just because you made a decision, you had obstacles you had to go through, and you made it through them. And even with now, whatever the devil comes up and throws your way, you are equipped to overcome each and every area that he comes your way. And it's just such a blessing
to me.
That you are a walking, living testimony. Come on now.
That is it.
It so lives. Because if you can do it through all you've been through, I know the next person who feel like their life is, you know, bad, and they listen to your story and like, man, it ain't that bad. I need to get up and do something about it. If she can get through all her, you know, through all her struggle, then I got to try. At least try.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's kind of therapeutic for me because I never, ever, ever, ever talk about it. But when I went to an event in Indianapolis, I did a speaking engagement there, and I told my story. I had this whole presentation planned out, but God was like, nah, everything got in the way. I couldn't even use my presentation. I couldn't even stay on task. He was like, you're going to tell this story. I just stood up because you have to, you know, when you introduce yourself, you have to, like, tell your background. Girl was crying. I had to tell the story. So when the girl, she was able to relate, she was like, oh, my gosh, the part where you're talking about my mom, water got cut off, and this is my story. My mom's water got cut off. I remember my dad bringing a big garbage pail of water, big plastic for us to be able to drink out of, whatever, there. And she was telling me that happened when I was young. My mom, my grandma, I was living with my grandmother, and that's something that we have to do too, you know. Oh, girl, I cannot, you know. So, I never talk about, like, I don't even tell my kids, like, they don't know, you know. So, they'll be like, oh, well, what happened? And I cannot get the words out to tell them. I just can't. So that was their first time hearing it because they were there with me.
Right.
In my event.
And they needed to hear it. And they needed it. And they look at you so much stronger. Oh, my goodness. That's a great time.
Oh, girl. Yeah.
That builds today.
Girl, it's people that will break down and want to die for something that you done been through. So just the fact that you can give somebody a lifeline is so encouraging and so important. Please tell everybody where they can follow you. And listen, like I said, I stayed in my word. She will be joining us in 2020 and being able to give you 5 minutes of coming out. I don't know what we're going to call it, but we're just going to say 5 minutes of coming all the way out.
5 minutes of let go and let God.
Let go and let God, okay?
That's
come
right.
On now.
5 minutes.
Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, my name is Portia Hoover. You can find me on Facebook, which is Portia Hoover, Instagram at Portia_Hoover. You can also find me on my business page, which is at Boss of Vision, and my website, PortiaHoover.com.
All right. Well, we just appreciate you so much and love you. And listen, I need to get a headshot. I need to get a headshot. Tell Jessica to get me that. And then we're going to go on and put you on this flyer that's getting ready to come out. And you'll see it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies, so much.
I'm trying to help people now. We got to get some. We got to help, child.
People are
struggling. They need to. It's money out there for everybody.
It's just a matter
of people having enough faith, not only in God, but just the fact that He's raising up people that have the tools and the passion to really coach people into their greatness and destiny and financial freedom is amazing. And then, like I said, we got Jeff Hill that got somebody that's gonna be. He tells us what to do with our money, and then we got somebody's gonna help us with that dog on credit, because if your credit jacked up, oh my God. So we're gonna have all the resources for you, and then we're gonna keep Gina G here to make us laugh, because we might, some of us gonna want to cry.
I know.
I need
a laugh, okay? Look.
We need you, Gina G, because when they get this information,
please,
some of them going to be crying. So.
That's okay.
That's okay. That means you're going through deliverance. You're going to be free. That's all.
That's all right.
All right. Well, welcome to the family, Portia, right here on the spot.
Thank
who knew? You came in as an interviewee, and here you got a place, a segment. Who knew?
I love it. Keep it real on Dr. Gina's radio chat now. Y'all better ask somebody.
Ooh, all right.
Yes, a million listeners worldwide. Welcome to the family, sister.
Yeah, so We need to get a drop.
Get a drop. Tell Doug, get a drop from Portia, because she got to tell her, you know, about... What, Gina, you got to tell her what to say now, because you did.
Well, you just,
what you going to do?
Well, you know, you just say, well, you basically, I just said my name and Dr. Gina's radio chat. That's all. Ain't nothing too proud and nothing too bold. Just let them know who you is.
Yay. I don't know. Like, I'm so glad this, I don't know. I've just been invited to join the team of comedian Gina G on Dr. with, you know, something like that. I don't know. Doug, you help her. I don't know. I'm a producer. I got to get Elizabeth Brooks on here to help us keep this weight off in our 50s and 40s and 30s. Come on. Doug is going to help you, Portia. Welcome to the family. Meet Doug. He's your producer right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, sis. All right. Listen, Elizabeth Brooks is here. She's got Fitness 5 for us. We're switching in gears. We're running a little over, but that's okay. We always get it done. Right, Gina G? Okay. Elizabeth Brooks, how are you?
Great, you guys. How's it going, Gina and Gina?
Hey, Miss Brooks.
Listen, I'm really happy to talk to you guys today. You know, my philosophy, fitness begins with correct thinking. And I think some correct thinking is in store for this time of year. We are literally like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and this leads into the big holiday season for us, right, everybody? And
yeah.
I know that this can be one of the most challenging times of the year for us. Okay, so I came. I'm not waiting till December, you guys. I'm catching you right before Thanksgiving, because this is when it gets bad. Okay, so I want you guys to grab your phone, open up the notes, or grab a pencil and write down these tips that I'm going to give you. I promise you, if you normally put on 5 to 10 pounds during the holidays, if you follow these tips that I'm going to give you. And I'm going to keep it between 6 and 7 tips. I promise you, you won't put on the weight that you normally do, okay? It's really important that we try to maintain our body weight over the winter months. And it's the, one of the times of the year, particularly between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. We just, you know, for both of us, the change in schedules, the parties we get invited to, you know, we're just eating richer foods. You know, a lot more desserts than we normally are. We want to be cognizant of some tips, and I'm going to help you guys. I'm going to really help you. Okay, now just pay attention. All right, now listen. Tip number one.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep moving, people. Keep moving. Research has shown that it's not just important to do your workouts daily. If you do your workouts daily, that's great, but you still have to be mobile and move around all day long. And try to avoid sitting as much as possible. Remember, sitting, it really is like the new smoking. It is as detrimental to your health as if you were smoking. Okay, so this is, okay, if you move 5 minutes every 30 minutes to 60 minutes, it's going to make a big difference. And your body is going to have that continuous caloric burn. Okay, so I'm not saying do the 5 minutes every 30 minutes to 60 minutes instead of your moving, instead of your workout. Do your workout, okay? That's normally for most of us like an hour a day. That's great. So keep moving all day long, okay? That's tip number one. Keep it moving, people. If you notice that you're sitting longer than an hour, get up. It's time to move, all right? Tip number two, plan, and stay hydrated. This really, really gets us during the holidays, you guys. But it's so important, you know, when you look at your week, plan out that week if you know you have 2 parties that week, okay? Plan your meals around that time and start each day with a game plan. Say, okay, I know I have this party coming up tonight at 7. I'm going to make sure I get my workout in early. I'm going to make sure I drink plenty of water. Remember those 8 ounce glasses of water every day, everybody? You definitely want to make sure you're drinking that on those days when you know you're going to be eating high-rich and high-calorie rich foods. and plan your day out. Okay, I'm going to have a salad at lunchtime today because I know I'm going to really, you know, want to treat myself in the evening, okay? And it's okay to treat yourself, people. Don't, you know, it's not like, don't take the whole guilt thing into the party with you. Okay, go, have a good time, but just be mindful of what you're doing. And I promise you, if you also, in addition to staying hydrated all day long, because a lot of times in the winter we get dehydrated, right? And a lot of times what happens when you're dehydrated is you crave food more, okay? So staying hydrated is going to help you keep those calories down. And then just when you go get ready to go to the party, before you have that meal, have another big glass of water. Have another big glass of water. It's going to fill your stomach up, but it's also going to just help you stay hydrated and balance out the rest of the things that you eat, okay? Tip number, so that was plan and hydrate. You know, start each day with a game plan. You know what you're going to do. Track your food intake and your activity, and then make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Exercise early and get plenty of sleep. You cannot burn more calories in the evening working out than you can burn in the morning. People who work out in the morning maintain body weight better than people who work out in the evening. It's because you get that metabolic boost in the morning and you're burning calories at a higher rate all day long. Okay, so you have a whole day, you know, that your body is burning calories on this higher rate. So get those workouts in early, everybody. And the other thing is about getting your workouts in early during the holidays is it'll help you avoid getting distracted by those parties late in the evening. You know how unexpected things come up. Everybody's like, oh, let's go out and let's go do so-and-so, or let's go, you know, eat here, blah, blah, blah. And you would have already gotten your workout in if you're working out early in the morning, you know. So just keep that in mind. And don't forget to get plenty of sleep. Research has shown, I've just been doing this great reading about sleeping, that some of the primary time for us to sleep is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. So if you make sure that you're getting in your sleep during those times, and that you're getting, your brain is really going to be recovering, your body is going to recover from those workouts better if you're getting a good night's sleep, okay? We actually do eat more when we're not getting enough sleep. So just be mindful of that as well. And, of course, cortisol builds up in your body, and cortisol, you know, is that stress hormone, and it causes you to, you know, hold on to fat. So be mindful of that. Okay, I have two more tips for you all. Be creative. Be creative, people. Sometimes I walk up to people, and they're like, oh, my God, you know, I have a party to go to. What am I? Be creative during the party, you guys. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, okay? There are lots of ways to live a healthy and active life and healthy lifestyle. If you had to go to the party tonight, well, maybe, you know, park your car a little further away from where the party is so that you can walk off some of those calories before you get inside your house. Or, you know you're going to have Thanksgiving. A lot of times families are starting to get together and play a little football before the Thanksgiving meal, or they go for a big group walk before the family meal. So those are great ideas. Or even after the meal is over, going for walks. Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. So I know I really stuff it in on Thanksgiving, even more so than on Christmas. And I love to make my family go for a walk, you guys. And yeah, people grumble, but I don't care. You have to be persistent. You have to be steadfast and unmovable. And if they're eating at your house, you can make them go for a walk. Okay, so
okay, that is hilarious.
And then that's it. And then don't skip. Don't skip those workouts no matter what. If you can help it, if you have a day and it's just crazy, you can still get a 10 to 15 minute workout in, everybody. Okay, just, you know, you can put those videos in, turn on the YouTube and just say, hey, 10 to 15 minute workout. Get it done right there in your living room, in your bedroom, then hop in the shower. Even those 10 to 15 minute workouts make a big difference. They're very good and they're very beneficial to your body. And just make sure, this is my final tip, everybody, that, you know, you're going to indulge for just a night, not a season.
Okay? All right.
Okay, indulge for just a night, not a season, okay? If you go off your diet, and okay, so what? You went to, you know, on Thanksgiving, you're going to have your pumpkin pie.
Oh, my God.
you know, oh my God, or maybe you're a sweet potato pie person. I love sweet potato pie. I'm going to have my pie, okay? But that's just that night, okay? I don't get to have pie every day, okay? You're just indulging for the night, okay?
All right.
Not for the entire season, okay? All right,
all right,
I love
that
you guys.
Was good. Listen stuff. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, and so you can check me out on www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Or if you have any questions, remember to email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Love you, sister. All right. Listen, we have, as I promised, Pastor Aventar Gray is going to be joining us right now. Let's take a listen to this interview that was done. It's amazing.
So I'm now right here with my new friend, my new sister. She is so gorgeous. Aventar Gray, she is standing here next to me. And I just want to ask you, I know you have a passion for women. Please tell me where that started.
Wow, I feel like when I was younger, I was always kind of the one that was left out.
Mm-hmm.
My parents fought hard, they sacrificed to place me in to cheerleading, to dance, and it was some things that kind of isolated me from just playtime with other girls and things of that nature. So of course you get you think you're all that, or you think you're better because of X, Y, and Z. I never wanted anyone to feel the way I felt.
Yeah.
So from that point in my life, when I was in about fifth grade, 9 years old, I was determined that I was going to be an advocate or a conduit. I didn't know those words at the time, but for harmony amongst women.
Yes.
Because I didn't want anybody to feel what I felt, isolated, and you know, people didn't get an opportunity to actually get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
So in my heart, I was feeling like I'm going to be the one that creates harmony among women. So in those moments, anything that I experienced when I was 9 years old and going up, if there were people that would say, I don't like you, they don't even know why.
Yeah.
They have no clue. I even talked to some friends now who didn't like me back when we were in high school. Now, you know, we've matured past that, and they're like, I don't even know why. So for me, it has always been my mandate as I grew up, preteens, teenage years, high school, even college. When I am faced with a woman who may be going through the same, I'm going to be the one to rally the troops and say, hey, we're going to support this woman, the one that's the isolated one, the one that's, you know, being left out. I'm the one that's going to create the harmony. So that's who I am.
So my question is, one word that would describe what we are suffering from amongst women, what would that one word be that you've seen throughout the years?
I really feel like I have two. One is jealousy.
Yeah.
And the other one is misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own worldview. Everybody has their way of seeing life. Mm-hmm. And because you were raised in one household and whatever your mother and father gave to you, or whatever your mother and father, my mother and father gave to me, those things may not align. Doesn't mean one's better than the other one. It just means it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people need to embrace differences, because that's what God loves and that's what he wants for us, to embrace our differences. I feel like if we could just get that misunderstanding word under control, and also understand that jealousy is not from God.
Mm.
Jealousy is something that hijacks your purpose, because you're so worried about the next person that you don't have time to focus on what God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful things that he has for you, and the things that might actually unveil more of your purpose and your greatness, but you're so worried about the next person.
Yes.
So that's what I feel. That's what I feel like is hindering us.
I love this. And now that you're ordained, how has life changed for you as a woman in ministry? I know you're married to Pastor John Gray, and that's awesome in itself. But just how has your life changed in the last year?
Wow, in the last year, I have learned so much. Learned to trust God in a new way. Being plucked from one environment, placed into another that you're unfamiliar with, always brings apprehension, anxiety. Your mind plays tricks on you. You have to remember who God says you are.
Yes.
You have to remember that you're called to a work, not to a place. You're called to be the hands and feet of Jesus, even if the whole environment is coming against you with lies, deceit, you know, misunderstanding. There's that word again. I've grown in knowing more of who I am.
Yes.
Because I was pulled out of my comfort zone.
Wow.
So that's what I've learned the last year, just to be steadfast and unmovable and to move with what God has said versus what anything men can say.
Well, let me just say I want to thank you for this impromptu interview. You are awesome and amazing, and I got to have you on the show again because there's so many things that I want to really talk to you about.
Absolutely.
Real, recognize real. You're so down to earth. Your household is down to earth. I just love you guys. I think you're awesome, and I gave you a bunch of stuff so you can read about stuff and look at all that stuff and just be blessed because I just think you're just so awesome, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for doing this for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, thank you, and we hope to hear from you again, okay?
Thank you. I look forward to it. You blessed my life on the panel as well, and I thank you for your authenticity and your realness. That's healing for women.
Oh, thank you, God.
I loved her. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Anyway, this was just so amazing. Such an amazing show so far, but we got Gina G with her Trinity, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity. Trinity with the G, with Gina G.
Well, let me get this in really quick because that song, we're going to talk about that later. But let me get this in quick, fast, and in a hurry because I know we're going to run out of time. But we don't discuss that song. Anyway, this is your girl, Gina G, and I do have the trending tea. Now, my girl, Alicia Keys, who we have not seen in a while, but she is just a beauty. She's going to be hosting the Grammys again for the second year in a row. I cannot wait to see Alicia Keys. She's just one of my favorites because she's genuinely beautiful. She's on this whole nature, natural, no makeup. I mean, I just love Alicia Keys. Anyway, moving on. Child, John Legend has been deemed the sexiest man alive by People Magazine. Now, I don't know who runs People Magazine. I don't know what they judging based on. But I'm not going to lie. I do love me some John Legend. He is one of the, I guess, 8 people that have all the awards, the Tony, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Emmy. Like, he has, like, all of them. So he's probably doing a little shump in the world. So I just want to give my shout out to John Legend. You are hype. I don't know if the sexiest man, but you are hype. We got Kanye West. He is going to hold his church service over there at Joel Osteen's big mega church down there in Texas. So if you are in Texas in the area, you might see Kanye West and his full choir, who, I mean, don't say nothing bad about Kanye West around me. You may say it anywhere else, but around me, just don't do it, please. Because, I mean, I'm having this little relationship with him right now, and I respect what he's doing for the Lord. Now, I don't know if you guys know rapper Trina. You might not know unless you were real into rap music, you know, late 99 to early 2000s. But anyway, Trina is a rapper from Miami. And she was called the N-word and the B-word at Walmart. She, and it's all over the Shade Room if you'd like to go online and look at the altercation. I mean, she goes off on this lady. And she's like, yes, I am the N-word. And say it again. What happened was Trina said that she saw this lady across the way, that she was crying, and she just simply asked her, like, you know, are you okay? She said, and the woman looked up at her and had this, like, demonic, like, look on her face. And that's what she called her, the N-word and the B-word. So Trina just was like, oh, my God. So she went off. But anyway, if you go on the Shade Room, she explains her story and what happened. But I'm just letting y'all know this racism is getting a little out of hand. And if you call me any word, we will have words, okay? In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm just saying, Yeshua, hold me down. Hold me down. Colin Kaepernick, you guys, will get a private workout this week in Atlanta. I'm so, so excited for Colin Kaepernick. I mean, even though the 49ers are doing very well this season without him, he is truly missed on the football field. So I'm hoping that he gets on a team. And that should just let everybody know to just step fast. You know, if you just do and move how God tells you to do and move, it will come right back to you. So I'm so excited for him getting the chance to work out with an Atlanta team. I'm going to try to kind of cover everything as much as possible. Drake got booed at the Camouflage Festival. They wanted Frank Ocean, but they got Drake, and they booed him. They booed him, and he walked off of stage. So sorry, Drake, and your feelings. We know you a little crybaby. Last but not least, we just want to send out Circus. He is a little crybaby. He's so sensitive and light skin. we want to give a quick congratulations to Lamar Odom, who has got engaged to his woman, and she is so cute, and she's black. Just want to throw that out there. They have a trailer for Selena. You guys know the Mexican singer Selena. They have a new series about her life that's going to be on Netflix. And last but not least, you guys, we have to send a prayer to Alexis Crawford, which is the Clark University student that was allegedly murdered by her roommate and her boyfriend on Halloween night. We just want to send out all the positive energy we can to those students that are that were friends of hers, her family. And, you know, speaking what I just can't think of the pastor. Pastor Gray's wife, on what she said, jealousy. Ladies, we got to cut that jealousy out. Okay, yes, we got to cut it out. I mean, this is 2019/2020. If you ain't got it, you can buy it. You can build your body. You can build your faith. You can add some hell. You can take care, let go of some hell. It's too many things in the world for us to purchase and buy to make ourselves look like whoever we want to look like. So ain't no need of you being jealous. Because this young girl now has lost her life due to her roommate being jealous. Because supposedly,
the
roommate's boyfriend was trying to hit on her and was kissing, you know, doing inappropriate things to her. And she told. So, of course, the roommate was probably upset. And now the boyfriend's involved. But anyway, they suffocated. They strangled the girl. And it's just ridiculous. So, ladies, we have to do better. And, you know, stop trying to check these women when you have a problem with your man. Why don't you go to him first? Okay? Go to him first. Because he is the one that committed to you, not her. So we just want to send our love and prayers out. And I can just put that on to what she say. Talk to him. What she say, yeah, I said it. Talk to him and leave the girl alone because she probably didn't even know about you in the first dog. But, yes, that has been your Trinity and a little bit of what she say on Dr. Gina Radio Chat today.
Hey, we got it in, got it in. Oh, this is an amazing show. I love you, Gina G. You are so, thank you so much.
Too. As always, goodness, I'm so excited.
I know you got something coming up in Richmond, Virginia, real quick. Funny Bone, you're going to be there Saturday.
I am. I will be at the Funny Bone. Yes, I will be at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone actually tomorrow night with Shula Queen. And I will be at the Richmond Funny Bone this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Shula King. It is just him and I, so you guys are in for a real, not intimate because it's packed in there, but you guys are just in for a real treat. Me and Shula King, you can look him up on Instagram, but you can find me on Instagram at GinaG2Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny, on all social media platforms. And I hope to see my sister Saturday.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm already talking about it. Yep. So anyway, be there, guys. Follow us on Instagram, Gina G Too Funny, me, Gina R Prince. Go on Facebook, Gina G Too Funny, right, Gina?
Yep, Gina G Too Funny.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I looked up on my Facebook and I saw that I had 5,001 friends. I don't know if they've extended the friends amount. I don't even know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what Facebook is doing. I know we're not going to have likes no more on Instagram. I don't know. Keep me posted because I need to be in the loop of what's going on. But anyway, we'll talk about the likes and stuff next week.
Okay.
We got a great show next week, so tune in. But live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.